Blog Talk Radio.
Legendary status. Big XL. Sam Pisa, a.k.a. TF. Where y'all go learn, man? You can't stop what's inevitable. It's the incredible. PZ, a.k.a. TF, dropping jewels, but they edible. I ate my vegetables, but he ate my spinach. Riding with Vic again, so no, we ain't finished. Legendary status, so no, you cannot copy. Riding dirty radio, so crispy, y'all so floppy. Answer to the street, so we know just what is needed. But keep it underground, staying down, cause we ain't greedy. This is where you find what is popping for the culture. Where we keeping it all fresh and stay away from all the vultures. No, scavengers here, just keeping it real. Big got it out the mud, but it's still so clear. So sit back, relax, and just let us lead you. If you're trolling for no reason, then we don't need you. It's Big XL, he can't be stopped. Riding dirty forever, the home of real hip-hop.
What up, world? What up, world? What up, world? It's your boy, Vic XL. This is Ryan Dirty Show, where we bridge the gap between hip-hop and everyday life. Man, I got to say, welcome, welcome, welcome to my humble level. All right? Man, what's up to the good people over at WRFG 89.3 FM? What's up to the good people at live365.com? All right, let me tell you a little bit about RFG. WRFG 89.3 FM Atlanta, that is our official FM radio home. You can catch us every Thursday night, Friday morning from 3 a.m. to 6 a.m. All right, live365.com. We partnered up with live365.com last year, and we launched our very own internet radio station, which is called Ride 95. Now, Ride 95, we're the home of what's next in hip-hop and R&B. The way to access us is easy. All you got to do is visit live365.com, go to their search engine. In their search engine, there's over 2,000 stations of all genres. Over 2,000 stations of all genres, okay? Now, go to the search engine, type in RIDE95, that's RIDE95, click on the station logo, and there you have music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Now, if you want to check us out via your mobile device, it's also just as easy. All you got to do is go download the Live365 app, go to that search engine, type in Ride95, click on that logo, and again, music 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Okay, check us out, check us out, check us out. All right, one time for all the good people checking us out on Facebook Live. Love you guys. Y'all could be doing anything else, but you're checking us out. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we're not going to delay you any longer. Y'all know this platform. This is a platform for people who are changing lives, changing the world, whether it's through arts, entertainment, music, philanthropism, entrepreneurship, or just being a downright good person. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, tonight is no different. So welcome to the Ride and Dirty platform, artist Jesse Dross. What's going on, my G?
What's good, man? Thanks for having me, G.
All right, man, the first thing I got to ask, man, is did I pronounce that name correctly? Because I'm known to tackle artist's name.
Yeah, Jesse Dross. Yeah. You said it right.
Okay. All right, now, Mr. Dross, the first thing I want to say is I'm humbled and honored to have you on the show. Thank you for taking the time out to, just let us take a journey in the life of Jesse Dross and introduce you to all our fans.
Yes, though, I really appreciate it. I'm honored for you to have me, honestly.
All right, so, man, let's get into it. The first thing I always like to start off in my introduction and taking this walk with the artist is Let the people know where you're from and what was your introduction to this thing we call the music business.
I come from the DMV, mainly the DC part. Really, music, like I grew up with music. It's like been, like it's in my blood, really. And I honestly started like making music through a tribute group, and like we wasn't really making songs. We was like doing like other people's songs, like older songs, like New Edition and Michael Jackson songs and stuff like that. And then, that just built into me wanting to like take it seriously on my own. So I always had that that music IQ.
Okay. All right. Now you say you was in a tribute group. For the people who are not sure, tell them the definition of a tribute group.
The tribute group is like a group that like performs like other people's songs, not really like original songs of their own, but just like other people's songs, like cover songs. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, what was it like being in that tribute group? What was that like?
At first, I really wasn't into it. Like, my friends encouraged me into doing it. But, like, it taught me a lot about teamwork, building a bond with, like, other people that are, like, in the music as well. And, like more than just, like, a friendship type stuff, like family. And then, yeah. I just found the love for it after that.
Okay. What was the name of the tribute group, and who were some of the groups y'all covered?
We didn't even have a name. We was just a group that was just, it was just like four of us. It was like four or five of us, and we was just all cool together, and we was, just a tribute group. That's how we just started. Our parents thought it was a good idea. We never had a name though, but yeah, we did perform like I said, New Edition and the Jackson 5.
Okay. All right. Now, I've talked to people in tribute groups before, and they say the one cool thing about being in tribute groups is if you're doing the songs correctly, it's almost like having an instant fan base because it's that nostalgic value. What was the experience like for you, and what was the crowd response to your group?
We had good chemistry. Like, at the beginning, it wasn't, like, as well, but, like, we had to, like, build that chemistry. And, we ain't really performed that much, though. That's, like, when the group, because the group had, like, fell apart, like, after that.
Okay. Now, what was it like? You mentioned being from a DMV. What's it like being from a DMV from an artist? What's it like being from DMV from an artist standpoint for you?
It's kind of, I wouldn't say it's like, it's kind of hard to stay in your own lane, I would say, but this is my opinion. So like, it's kind of hard. I say it's kind of hard for people to like stay in their own lane because some people may like this way more than just being yourself or just having something new over here in a DMV. But other than that, it's a whole lot of cowing over here, for sure. Though,
but I think it's underrated because, like, just, I don't know. I can't really explain it.
Okay. Man, let's talk a little bit about that name, Jesse Droz. That's a definitely original but different name. Tell me the origin behind your name.
Okay, so the Jesse came from my first name being Jesse, or pronounced Just Icy, but I just made a nickname for it because I wanted to keep it, like, I wanted to make my name more, like, original and more official. So, like, but I still wanted to, like, have that and something like that in my, in the name still. So that's what I came up with, the Jesse and the Drill stands for Do Real Over Sham. And that's just my life motto.
All right, now what's that again?
Do Real Over Sham. Just being real.
Okay. And
just, like, being solid, staying solid.
All right, all right. Now, how long did the group stay together, and how long was it before you started to pursue? I'm sorry?
For about a year. It started, and then it ended for about a year. We was like 14, 15 years old at this time.
All right, now, what made you decide to, you know what, I'm going to step out and do my own solo thing?
Well, eventually, after that year, the group had broke up, and me and another member out of the group, Bell, we have a group together. We still are a duo. Our name is Juvel. That's Juvell. You can find us anywhere under that. But yeah, we had thought to continue the music thing and the entertainment, being in the entertainment industry, excuse me. And yeah, that's pretty much how, like, it's just been carrying on ever since then. Like, I still drop stuff under the duo Juvel and under myself, and Bill does the same thing.
Okay. All right, now, what's it like, or what's the difference when it comes to being an artist in a group as opposed to being an artist who's working on your own thing? What's the differences for those people who are out there contemplating, should I be in a group or should I just work on my own shit?
I think if you end up in a group and, like, you have that, y'all have that relationship, y'all have that chemistry, it's okay to still do your own. I think it's okay to still do your own thing while you're in that group. But, like, if you're, like, not in the group, I wouldn't encourage, like, finding to be in a group with somebody, because, like, at the same time, your work ethic might not be the same as the others, and then that makes more problems and more conflict and other stuff. But when you solo, it's more about you. It's more, you can focus way more, have way in control, and have more way in life.
All right. Now, let's talk about you as an artist, your style. Like, what can people expect when they hear Jesse Droz?
I really, really don't know. I try to not be as predictable. I try to do better every new content I put out. I expect it to be way better than the last.
Okay. All right. Well, when you think of fan base, do you expect your music to resonate more with the fellas or more with the ladies?
I think it's more unisex.
Okay.
Right. I'm a guy, but at the same time, like, I'm good with females too, because I've been raised around all women. So feeds into my music. Like I make music for the guys, and I make music for, and I make R&B music as well.
Okay. All right, now, when I was reading up on you, you're described as a hybrid artist, and your music rotates around trap, R&B, and adult contemporary. All right, now, those are three completely different lanes. Explain how you've been able to intertwine all three.
Really? It's like growing up, I listened to all kinds of music. My mom and my dad, they put me on to like so many like kinds of like genres and stuff. But like, to mind you, like I really don't listen to like music. Like these is the songs like that they play around me a lot. Like I wake up to it and I go to sleep to it. So like, I think that's where like I get my sound from. Picking up those sounds from me growing up.
Oh, okay. All right. Now, how much of influence is your parents to your actual pursuit of music?
A lot. A whole lot.
All right, now, speaking of influences, because I haven't asked you this question, like, who are some of the artists that influence you as an artist to be the best artist you possibly can be?
Some old artists, Kaladu, and, Michael Jackson, and some new artists as well, Travis Scott, Drake, Jay-Z, everybody that's pretty much that pretty much are successful in the music industry. All right.
Now, as an artist, they always say it's good to have a small term goal and a long term goal. What are your short term goals and what are your long term goals?
My short-term goals, personal or musically-wise?
Musically.
Musically? Okay. Short-term goals, just building a fan base for right now. That's really, like, my biggest short-term goal. And my long-term goal is hopefully to get a good contract.
Okay. All right. We live in an era that the World Wide Web and social media is very prevalent. It's almost like everything that happens is on the internet quicker than it's on the news. How has social media and the World Wide Web affected how Jesse Droz reaches fans and gets his music to places he might not ordinarily be able to?
It's a lot easier. Ask that question again, because I heard the last part, but not the beginning.
All right. I'm going to ask it in a different way. How have you been able to use the World Wide Web and social media to market yourself to the masses? Maybe that makes it a little easier.
I use Instagram, YouTube, Google Ads, anything I can, really. I find different, my local artists, local comedians, local dancers, anywhere I can put my music in somebody's face. Even if it's a chef and they need music in their background.
All right, so you're open to let other people actually share your music and use your music in other areas?
Yep, definitely.
Man, that's dope. That's dope. All right, now, I noticed that a while ago you posted that your music Strike is being played on FM radio, man. What's it like being able to hear your music on the radio? A lot of artists often talk about hearing their song on the radio. What's it like hearing your music being played to the masses?
Honestly, it's crazy because, I don't know, it's just overwhelming, I guess. And then it's like I'm a big critic to myself, so it's like, okay, I'm just on the radio. I'm not really, like, too turned up about it. It's just like, all right. And at least I know I'm on the right path.
All right. All right. That's a very, very humble approach, man, because I've heard people say, man, when I heard my song, I stopped the car or I cried or you know, but being a big critic of yourself, being a big critic of yourself, what do you feel like as an artist you need to improve on the most?
Probably my wordplay, my speech more, vocabulary-wise, starting to read, and yeah, that's pretty much it. I think I got it down pretty much, though. Like, I ain't too hard on myself. Like, I'm still 10 toes. Like, I'm still training myself to be better than what I am now. But, like, I feel like that I'm 100% ready. Been doing it for more than 5 years now.
Okay. What's next for Jesse Droz?
What's next? Trouble music video coming out soon, real soon, featuring Devin White. Shout out to Devin White, by the way.
Okay. All right. Now, tell us a little. We're gonna play the joint Trouble, but tell us a little bit about the record, the concept, who wrote it, who produced it, and what can we expect.
So, first off, shout out to Aaron Beats. He made that beat. I wrote the song. The concept was literally what happened in a day when me and my girlfriend was like getting into it. She was just she's tired of me coming in the house late, but you know how it is. Gotta get mine.
Okay, all right. Now, how did that situation turn out for you? How did it end?
Didn't me calming her down, talking her down to it, and then, you know, of course, making a song, showing her the song, making her smile.
Okay. My last question, man. Would you consider yourself a rap artist, an R&B artist? Like, what do you consider yourself?
Artist. Just an artist.
Rap, sing, all in one show.
Yep. I'm a creator. That's how I do. I create music.
All right, my G, do me one big favor. I want you to tell the world how to find Jesse Droz when it comes to the World Wide Web and social media.
Definitely. You can find more about me at jessedroz.com. Follow me on Instagram at jessedroz. That's JUSSYDROS. JUSSYDROS.
All right. Last thing, my G. Introduce your song to the world.
All right. This song is called Trouble. Out now on all streaming platforms. Dang.
Appreciate it, man. Have a good night.
That bless.
did bad, I can't care enough. I think it's more fucked up, cause they don't care that much about us. But I think it's more lit when I'm fucked up, cause I don't care that much about nothing, yeah. I think it's more fucked up, cause they don't care that much about us. Even wish it pull you back, no one can make it back the way you do. Three niggas drumming in the Cherokee. We see the smoke, we hopping out the Jeep. That's 100 apiece, we leaving in the street. In my head, y'all the orange, I was deep in the blue. Demons only wanna come out when I'm in my back, cause they know my shit get very lethal. Don't rap Aquafina. If a hitter running down, we gon' leave him. My shooters don't roll in buckets, yeah, we eat. Hood Chronicles, standing on 10. My life don't comprehend a ride legal. If I knew life would get this easy, I wouldn't have tried so hard. The journey on the way to glory is fast to giving up. I might call it phantom, one more straight, lose your mana. Stack that money like moving, yeah, yo. How many bets take to get you? I might call it phantom, one more straight, lose your mana. Stack that money like moving, yeah, yo. How many bets take to get you? Give it to me. If I knew life would get this easy, I wouldn't have tried so hard. The journey on the way to glory is fast to giving up. If I knew life would get this easy, I wouldn't have tried so hard. Take the care.